Have you ever felt like you're running 100 miles an hour but not actually getting anywhere? It feels like your life and business are running you instead of the other way around. This is a really common trap, one that very many well-meaning entrepreneurs fall into. And today we're going to talk about how to break the cycle of busyness and start living intentionally. Because here's the truth. Being busy isn't the same thing as being productive. Welcome back to our channel, where we explore mindsets and strategies that help entrepreneurs build fulfilling lives and businesses. I'm your host, Anne Moriah. Today, we're going to tackle something I've observed in many entrepreneurs, the cycle of busyness. I'm talking about the endless list of to-do lists, meetings, emails, putting fires out. And, you know, those things that actually make you feel like you're pedaling a bicycle that is stationary. We will explore how to break free and live with intention, making sure our lives and businesses are run by us and not the other way around. Over the years, I've worked with countless entrepreneurs who are passionate, really dedicated and full of potential. But there's one thing I see repeatedly. They get caught up in the busyness of life, in the busyness of business, particularly the business side. Busyness and business sound almost the same, right? But they're not. They're not the same thing. I mean, you can imagine that many of us as entrepreneurs start out with big dreams for our lives and our businesses, but we end up caught up in this trap of busyness, being busy, hustling from one task to the other, juggling endless responsibilities, and not getting the results that we actually expect. The irony often is that the busier we are, the further away we drift from our vision, the vision we started off with in the first place. It's really important not to confuse activity with productivity. What's the difference? Activity has to do with working frantically, moving from one thing to the other because it needs to get done. However, productivity has to do with working on the right things, those key things that will move the needle forward in your life and business. Let's look at three things that are keeping entrepreneurs stuck in this cycle of busyness instead of moving us to that place of living and working intentionally. What's the first thing? The first thing has to do with equating busyness with success. It's easy to feel like if your calendar is packed, you're doing something right. But the reality is, being busy doesn't always mean you're making meaningful progress. In fact, you could spend your entire day being busy, but get to the end of it and feel like you really haven't achieved very much or anything important. The second thing has to do with lack of clarity and focus. When you don't have a clear direction for your life and business, it's easy to get swept away with all the noise. You end up saying yes to everything, every opportunity, every request, every idea. You end up chasing shiny objects instead of staying on the path that will actually lead you to your long-term goals. And what's the third thing that would hinder us? The fear of missing out. FOMO, as some call it. One of the strengths of entrepreneurs is that we're naturally opportunity driven, but unfortunately, this sometimes can work against us. The fear of missing out on the next big thing can lead us to overextending ourselves, agreeing to too many projects, partnerships, or even clients at the wrong time. It might be that a project's right, but at a different time, not now. And so in trying to do everything, we end up not doing anything well. So remember, every time you say yes to one thing, you're actually saying no to something else. And so living intentionally isn't just about cramming more into your day. It's about doing less. with greater focus. It's about making sure that busyness doesn't overshadow the bigger picture of why we started this journey in the first place. What's the one thing you're going to start doing today or stop doing to live more intentionally? Please share your thoughts in the comments. Let's learn from each other's experiences as we build lives and businesses that not only thrive, but also fulfill us.